Welcome to day 57 of Happier People Podcast here with me, Jerry Banfield. Today I will share with you my journey with YouTube ads monetization, now being back on with what I learned. So to give you a little background on this story, if you're watching the videos on YouTube, I can actually show you. So I made a video on January 2nd, 2017 that I was really excited about. I called it, "Would You Help Me Save a Life Today?" I made the video explaining about how there's someone who commits suicide in the world every 40 seconds. I gave 11 different scenarios where people commonly take their own lives based on my experience struggling with the same things and having a difficult time in my life in much of my adult past, trying to find the will to live, so to speak, and to have a good life. So suicide awareness and prevention, something I have a very heartfelt passion about. I made a video, I did it live, I presented the scenarios along with some what I hoped were helpful solutions, and I asked for my help in sharing the video. On that video, then I got a overall positive response to it, and I got some really negative comments, you might say. There's someone that said, "You're making money off of this video. You're pretty scummy. Don't try and make money off a touchy subject." Another person said, "This video better not be monetized." And then some other people said that I'm messed up, etc. So this video drew out the haters pretty effectively, you might say. And then I was asking people to share a video which had ads on it, which then, yes, technically I make some money off of. Even though with 743 views, that adds up if you multiply about 0.7 times $2. So that comes out to like $1.50 or so I've made so far in ad revenue off of that video. Well, that video motivated me to ask and to turn off YouTube ads on my channel. So then I made a video called "Why I Disabled Monetization with Ads on My YouTube Channel." And thankfully, I didn't assume I was right. I asked for feedback. So in asking for feedback on that video, then I got it. And I'm very grateful for the feedback I received. I said, "If you think this is the right thing for me to do, please like the video. If you don't, if you think I made a mistake, I make about $1,500 a month on YouTube ads right now. If you think I shouldn't do this, please dislike the video." And 132 people out of 1,142 views disliked the video, making that one of my most disliked videos ever. For every 10 people or so that watched it, at about one person disliked it. That is a very high ratio of people not liking it. So after turning off the ads on my YouTube channel, I then the next day turned them back on again because of the comments on this video, whereas the original one, I got 13 comments with a couple of negative comments about the ads. I got 65 comments on this new video, mostly saying to please leave the ads on. So, and lots of people saying, "You're a good person, thank you, you don't have to disable ads just because of what someone thinks about you. Why not leave ads on the tutorial videos?" So I got an overwhelming response to leave the ads on. So I'm grateful today that I trust my YouTube viewers both to help me try new things like turning the ads off and then to help me see which of those things is worth sticking with and which of those things is worth quitting. So the moral of the story, or I hope what I'm sharing here, is that life is filled with situations where you will get critiqued in both directions. So you see, in having ads on my channel, there were a few people that really disliked it. Now, if I had just followed up and did what those people had said and didn't ask the majority, I might have given up $1,500 a month. If I had never mentioned that I made that change, and if I hadn't made a video specifically showing the comments and explaining the change and asking for feedback, I might have given up $1,500 a month thinking that I was doing the right thing. And yet, at the same time, the majority of the people overwhelmingly said to leave the ads on, that they didn't mind watching an ad, that they liked knowing that even though they weren't buying a course from me or signing up on Patreon, that they were supporting me continuing just by watching the ad. So what I hope you get out of this is that there's going to be critique from anything you're doing in life. Anything you do, someone will critique. The question is, what is the right thing overall? And I'm grateful today to learn that when I do something in response to a critique, sometimes it's a good change, but other times I always need to put out whatever I've done or changed, put that out to everyone concerned, and not assume that I know the right thing to do. For example, if you're a teacher and one parent complains about a certain way you're teaching or a certain thing you're doing, you might just be motivated to, okay, I'm just going to change that to make that one parent happy. But as you can see, because honestly, you probably don't care about the details of my YouTube channel that much, but as you can see, these things in your life can make a big difference. If you change something for one parent, for example, if you're a teacher, that one parent complains, you might change something that the other 27 or whatever parents in your class, you might make a change to make that one parent happy that then makes the other 27 parents unhappy. But if you don't mention it, they may not even notice it until later, and then you will change something that will end up lowering the quality of your classroom. And this happens all over the place in every different area. You might have been out with a person before and they critiqued you on a certain thing. And now whenever you go out with a new person, you're acting a certain way based on a critique you got before. But that critique may not be accurate. That may not be right. That may actually be hurting you. Your guy friends may have made fun of you for something. Or they said, you need to be really manly before a date. Or my guy friends used to say you needed to make sure to, how do I put this nicely? Make sure your guy parts were satisfied, so to speak, before you even went out on a date. That way you were cool. You'd be relaxed, man. Then you don't have to be like over the top, oh my God, I hope I get with her. You can just be like, whatever, you know, I'm fine. And that was a really poor strategy because it takes a lot of the excitement and fun. It takes a lot of that positive tension and desire out of the situation. So lots of times the tips and help people give you, if you don't ask anyone else about them, they may actually hurt you. The critiques I got as to turning my YouTube ads off, those were not something that the majority of people thought a good idea. So I'm grateful today that I trust my YouTube audience, I trust my Facebook and my podcast listeners, I trust you to give me feedback enough that if I make a change, I will present it to all of you. Like, for example, I just quit playing video games, I made a video about that yesterday. Now, in that scenario, more people disliked the video and weren't happy with it. But in that sense, I'm seeing huge positive results in my personal life, in the work I'm able to do, in my relationship with my wife, in the time I'm spending with my daughter. So it doesn't matter in that sense if there's more dislikes on that YouTube video because I'm seeing huge personal benefits. The crazy thing is when you add these things up over a lifetime, You can end up being an adult and have all of these wrong, messed up points of views and beliefs that you're not even aware of. You think, and that's how you get OCD, obsessive compulsive. That's how you get to do all these little routines that aren't helpful, that waste your time, that take up a bunch of time and energy, because at some point you've applied some criticism or something bad happened and you made some change based on it. And now your whole life is compromised of essentially things like what happened with my YouTube ads. And people have made entire businesses, I'm sure, based on making changes like that. So it's critical to always, what I try and do is live a transparent life. If I make a big change that affects people, I share that. I talk about it. And now criticism can be very helpful sometimes. When just before my dad passed away, he looked at me and saw me fat and addicted, and he said, "You can do better." And while it was hurtful at the time, that honesty helped me to internalize and see that, yes, I could do better than being a fat, drunken slob with a business going bankrupt, that I could do better than that. I could make a nicer life for myself. So sometimes the criticism may hurt in the short term, but then if you ask around and validate it, say, "Look, my dad said I can do better. What do you think?" Then that might help a friend say, "Well, yeah, you do drink quite a bit, man. Like, I go out and have a couple of beers. You go out and have a couple of beers, and then you go home and are drunk all night when I've went to sleep. You know, you probably need to either cut back or cut off." So if you use the criticism and you allow it to be transparent then. So I allow the criticism, you might say, to go through me. If I allow it to pass through, I'll take some action on it and then put out feedback. It's an ever-evolving process. The key is I'm looking to improve every single day. I'm looking to become the very best person I can become every single day. If you have a high respect for Japanese cars, for example, that's exactly the same motto they use. I'm just reading about this in Anthony Robbins' book. The Japan after World War II had just been devastated. You couldn't even hardly make a phone call properly there. An American came over to help the Japanese get a system that would work for them indefinitely to keep improving their industry. The simple thing he told them to do was try and make little improvements every single day. And that's what I do in my life. I try and make little improvements every single day. And the key is then I ask other people about those improvements. So I thought turning my YouTube ads off might be a little improvement. And when I then shared that decision with everyone else, I got feedback that no, that's not a little improvement. That's a step back. You're taking away something that's allowing us to help you. So that feedback process is how you make anything in your life. If you want your body to be this ideal, beautiful temple, then you do feedback back and forth with it. You eat something, see how it responds. You lift some weights, go to the gym, run around, play some sports, see how it responds. You get more sleep, you have good sleep routines, see how your body responds. Don't put things in your body that poison it, that knock it down, that mess it up, that alter how it works. See how it responds. Some people ask, "Jerry, how do you have so much energy?" I eat good now. I don't overeat either. I eat good. I don't take any medicines or any pills. I don't drink alcohol. I don't smoke cigarettes. Pretty much the only things I put in my body are water, green or black matcha tea ground up, whole plant foods, vegetables. So I have a lot of fruits, vegetables, seeds, nuts, grains, whole grains as much, and beans. And then there's some extra cooking oils and salts in those a little bit, especially in the beans, grains, and mainly the beans area. There's some added salts, but sometimes I'll go out to eat and there'll be some added oils and salts in those. So the point is, I treat my body like a holy temple. I've had a lot of feedback back and forth with my body. And in treating my body good and not taking anything that poisons or slows my body down, I get about 8 to 10 hours of sleep every single night. I go to bed at the same time every single night. I get up around the same time most days. I have a ferocious life energy because I've tried and improve what I do with my body a little bit every single day. Now, I did a great example of this. Oh, pat myself on the back. I did a great example of this the other day. You might not think 1% improvement's a big deal, but what I try and do is make a 1% improvement every day in my life. Make a little something a little bit more effective. I try and make a 1% improvement in my business every single day. And now some days, sure, the day I turn my YouTube ads off, you might say I took a 1% or 2% step backwards that day. With a consistent effort to make 1% improvements every day, I can afford a few days where I step back, where I make a change that's not good, where I try something new. I tried something new early on when I stopped eating animal products. I got these beans. I got an entire bag of beans and I didn't cook it long enough. And I combined that. I made this crazy broccoli raspberry smoothie or some weird thing. And I ate all that and I got painfully bloated for like 6 hours. Like I felt like my belly was just going to blow. Because if you're not used to eating much dietary fiber and you have a whole bunch of broccoli and undercooked beans, oh my God, that's a lot of fiber in there. And then I'd get hungry, but my lower intestines were so bloated that anything I ate increased the pressure. So for about 24 hours, that was quite painful. And yes, you could say I took a step back that day. But even figuring out what not to do, now I know, don't turn my YouTube ads off. I have no need in the future to question my YouTube ads. I know that I can simply disregard comments about my YouTube ads in the future. So even that is an improvement. Even that is a step forward. So sometimes you have to figure out what not to do. In dating, I was ready to date my wife because I'd figured out everything not to do before that. Don't say this, don't say that, don't do this, don't do that. Don't text like a crazy person the next day. Don't be adding them on Facebook right away and going through every single profile picture and checking out all their ex-boyfriends and reading back their statuses from 5 years ago. You see, even doing things wrong is a step forward. You can learn what exact formula works to do it right. So I'm grateful today to have this experience to share here with you because I've done so many things in ways that haven't been effective. I've now got a pretty good way of living each day and I was motivated by pain to make a new way of living. See, most of us aren't willing to change if our life is good enough that making any improvement initially takes pain. I've now associated making changes and improvements in my life with pleasure, and therefore I embrace, as often as possible, new changes, learning, and new opportunities every day. So I hope this story I've shared with you today of how I had my YouTube ads on, I got some feedback, criticism, suggestions to turn them off, I turned them off, I shared that back out there, got overwhelming feedback to turn them back on. So sometimes it's hard to see what the majority really wants and really thinks because if all you see is criticism, if all you see is negative feedback, for example, you may not, and you're doing things that make the majority of the people happy. If most of the people in your life are happy with you and you have good relationships, and then an isolated criticism might be helpful, but it might just be someone else having a bad day too. So I'm grateful to have the chance to share this with you today. I hope this is useful for you. My exercise today in my life is to look at the good I'm doing. Because these minds, these brains of ours seem to be programmed for survival, to focus on what's wrong. It doesn't matter if you're, think of an ancient village out in the open, where there's grass and fields and they've got sticks set up to protect them against lions and beasts that come along. And yes, you can picture then how the human mind set up to focus on what's wrong is helpful. If you realize there's a lion standing over next to the village and about to come in, then that's very helpful to focus on that. You don't need to focus on, well, everyone else in the village is happy and healthy. Look, everyone's eating dinner. No, you need to notice the lion's about to come in and eat someone and take someone's child away. Then that's helpful. But in most of our daily lives now, our programming for survival, it leads us to just focus on the criticism, focus on what's wrong, and not notice that our life is filled with 99 beautiful good things for every one thing that's wrong. So today, my exercise to look at all the good things in my life, the little good things like this studio setup I have that's a miracle that allows me to just hit record, throw out an entire video, hit record again to end it. It's already rendered. I can immediately upload it. I don't have to render it. My trust with you, the relationship that we've made where I can just put this up and I'm not even going to edit the little awkward parts out. I trust you to deal with the first second or two where I'm like looking off camera, or I've hit the record button, I forgot, oh, I'm going to make a podcast, all right. I trust you, and that is an amazing thing. So I'm going to look throughout the day at all the good things in my life. To look at these good things that I now take for granted, a 5-monitor Mac Pro, iMac, and Windows PC setup in here. Because I see it every day. I use it every day. 2 webcams are up here now. So thank you very much for watching or listening to this. I appreciate it. I hope you have a great day today. If you enjoyed this episode, would you please, if you watched it on YouTube or Facebook, would you please leave a like on it so that I know this was helpful for you today? Thank you. I hope you have a great day today.